You're listening to the Lifted Life Podcast. We created the show to help you live a lifted life.
Hey everyone, welcome back. It's episode 56. That's right?
Yes.
Awesome. And today we're talking about big transitions and what comes with it. If you're in our Lifted Life group,
or following us on social media, you would know we have some big announcements just recently.
Yeah, some more personal stuff. I actually had some friends say, I didn't know if you were going to share about that on like the brand page because, you know, do people that you don't know. But I think it's really cool to share what's going on behind the scenes, that we truly are this small business that has started this company from the ground up. So jump in and tell them it's kind of more, a little bit more your story.
Well, I resigned my position on 2 weeks ago, I suppose. I gave him a month's notice. So
Not from Lifted,
from my engineering position. I've been an engineer for the last, 14 years working at this company, 5 years another company before. But for the last 14, I've been immersed in automation and writing software for equipment. In my case, it made beer. But
At a brewery,
yes.
So it's been kind of tricky to walk away from that, I can imagine. So tell us a little bit about that.
It's been very tricky. A lot of the systems I built myself by hand. So in a lot of ways, they're my babies. It sounds funny to say it that way, but it does feel that way. And of course, I've made friends and relationships that it's kind of hard to walk away from as well.
So it's, as far as that goes, I'm guessing, I know I was going to take on the interview role. Tell me, has it been somewhat emotional? Has there been some ups and downs?
I don't know. I just leave all that at work and then I come home just a chipper joy of a husband soul to be around. No, of course it's carried on and it's been very difficult, very deep. Like this morning we talked about a lot of things that subconsciously is going on that it took me till today to kind of identify like, wow, like, those things are also causing me to have a different outlook on.
Well, it's just been heavy,
yeah.
I think. And so we know not everybody is transitioning away from their job. We want to always try to make the episodes something that's applicable to you. Mm-hmm. So I figured if we kind of take the angle of this has been a big transition, and if you're a human being, then you've had some big transitions. So maybe we can kind of talk about some of the difficulties and things we've gone through, and you can use that in whatever big transitions you're going through, whether it's a breakup or a physical bodily change or changing jobs or positions or moving across the state or even across the city. Big changes bring with it big emotions, and we have not mastered it, but we've brought some awareness to it. As we always try to say, like, it's not about doing it perfect or doing it right. It's about quickly realizing how your ego might be impacting the circumstances.
Well, it's been really eye-opening for me because we talk about all these techniques and all these things you can use to bring awareness, to really manage your mind and your thoughts. And I found myself not doing that or not doing it as well as I could, and really dropping my awareness and kind of falling into that, well, that's how it is. It's happening to me.
Right.
Which is not what's happening.
There's so many.
I'm creating every bit of this.
Well, that's what we keep, whenever we share with people that we are will soon be working together full time, it's often met with some extreme concern because not everybody that we are talking to would like to work with their spouse full time. And so my biggest.
Well, even that, there's that. And there's also, there can only come from their point of view. So from their point of view, if they're not an entrepreneur already, it's scary. Like, well, how do you know when your next paycheck's going to come? How do you handle your benefits that you get through the company? Like all these things that
we've already thought of,
but it even triggers my insecurities on some level. Like, oh, I don't know. Like, but wait, stop. I've already thought of all this. Like, we've already been down this road.
Well, exactly. Except for me, it triggers my insecurity of them saying, are you sure you want to spend that much time with him? And like people saying that to you, like, really?
Because
I wouldn't want to work with my wife. That's coming from their own insecurity, their own.
They do, but for some reason that's never been an issue because I have a wife coach. No, but seriously, it's never like that one's never got through. That one's always been easy to be like, yeah, of course. Why wouldn't I want to work with her all day? But the other ones, like the ones of like the security, the illusion or the security of being paid every 2 weeks, like just that. that model that I've worked in the last 14 years that's been so ingrained in me, that's how it works. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, I've chosen to not work in that model anymore. But if it's working for someone, by all means, that's what you should do.
Well, I always like to say, what got us here won't get us there. So mm-hmm. your ability to be this amazingly hardworking employee was what gave us the foundation to have a comfortable upbringing for our children, to be able to create and launch a business. And yet beyond that, the vision we have for ourselves and for our ability to serve people and create more wealth, a job as an employee won't get us there. And so we have the utmost respect for your ability to have worked as an employee for as long as you did.
Well, in the same token, I guess the empathetic part of me, as I'm saying this, I'm thinking of people listening like, but that's what I do. Of course. And if that's working for you, you should continue to do that. There's something that changed in me and us was like, we don't want to do that anymore. Mm-hmm.
So hearing you kind of say that, I was kind of thinking about the idea of how other people's insecurities are what mirror or what come across and what we end up either taking on or not.
Well, the way I see it is my own insecurities are reflecting off of them. And they're emitting their insecurities, and I'm seeing mine in them.
Well, they're emitting theirs.
Yep.
And only you will feel it too if you have that frequency too.
Right.
So for you, it's not been it hasn't gotten through to be like, oh, this is scary to work with your wife. What if this ruins your marriage? You're like, no.
Like that one doesn't get through. So, right. Because, so I guess that's a good thing because there's no match for that.
But there is a wealth frequency match of scarcity that you've been
working on. But there's still a little bit there. But it's really funny you say it that way because it's not powerful or it's debilitating. It's more like, ooh, that's interesting. Should I pay attention to that? Should I think about that?
Right.
And then as time's going on, it's like, no, this is a thought. This is a belief that you used to have that's still triggered a little bit, but it's not that strong anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which, that's cool to think about that way. I never thought about that way.
Well, and I think that hopefully people are applying it to their own areas because like we said, we know not everybody has started a business and is getting ready to work with their spouse full time. That's a very unique situation, but we're all going through changes and transitions. And what better way to just shine that light of awareness than?
Well, I think with all the information that we give in all of our podcast episodes, this is a description of what we're doing, not a prescription of what you should do.
Right. Here's something else you shouldn't do.
Yeah.
While we're on the note. So you've been in your head a lot lately about this big change, and it feels almost, there's some people that are almost making you feel like it's irresponsible, but they don't know our situation. They don't know what we've been creating, what we've been building. Mm-hmm. And so on some level, because that's an area of concern for you on some deeper level that you're pretty sure we've made it through, but for whatever reason, it's bouncing off their frequency and hitting yours. Mm-hmm. And so you're going through this internal kind of dialogue of what if this is a mistake? Oh my gosh, I'm so scared. I'm walking away from a company. I wouldn't, all those things, right?
So I'm leaving on good terms.
That's been very important.
It's very important for me. And there was a point in the departure. I started this path maybe 8 months ago, and then I kind of put it on hold.
And tell us what you mean by started this path.
About 8 months ago, I was kind of open with my company or the company I work for, that I was ready to make this transition out. But looking back, I personally know I wasn't ready. I could not have handled this emotional roller coaster that's happening now 8 months ago.
And what is the emotional roller coaster? Can you share a little bit about what's hard right now? Like everyone's like, you said you quit. What's hard?
Yeah, it's hard to walk away from all these things I've created.
Making it hard to walk away? They don't want you to walk away.
Yeah.
I think the clarity, people don't know that they're saying, hey.
I played a very instrumental role in the company through its not integration, but what's the word I'm looking for?
Not automation?
No. When you're developing new things. I just lost the word.
You used it the other day.
And innovation.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. So
you've been an innovator.
So innovation was a big part of me. Like part of my job was like new things they needed. We often built in-house, and myself and a colleague built most of those things. So of course, it's in their best interest to keep me, to stay around. And of course, as things unfold, there's certain offers, certain things that they could give me or provide. But again, for me, it's an emotional journey of I'm going to something else. And leaving a past life behind and starting a new life. It's like...
But it'd be one thing if they're like, wow, congrats, goodbye, which is kind of what I thought was going to happen. And instead, it's kind of like, wait, we're seeing how integral you've been in so many of these things.
So it's a twofold. Like, it was congrats, and like, we're proud of you, and this is amazing. You can build a business like this, blah, 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 blah. But then the reality sinks in of like, oh, you're going to be gone. Unload your information. Well, it's hard to unload 14 years in a month.
Right. And knowing that they want you to stay and you're not going to... How does that feel? What is the feeling in your body that you've been carrying as you process and digest?
I feel like I'm letting people down.
Yeah.
Like knowing the integral,
I think so.
Yeah. Integral role that I played. I feel like I'm letting them down and I'm turning my back on friends, and that's not what's happening. And I'm trying to not do that. But at some point there just has to be a line that's like, no, this is the choice I'm making.
And as we were saying, this is a description and not a prescription, which I love. Where'd you get that?
Jesse. Of course.
Your mentor, Jesse Elder. Okay. I figured, because like, dang, wordsmith. That's usually my thing. But okay, anyway. So we're not saying this is how you do it, but here's what we've done wrong. So you've been carrying all this emotional stuff that you're not always super good about being like, hey, I'm going through some really deep stuff. Here's what it is. Mm-hmm. Instead, you just kind of
get snippy snappy.
Snippy snappy.
Get a headache, get a neck cramp.
Yeah, and just internalize it. And because of that, I'm not exactly sure what's going on. And so sometimes you'll kind of snap or just be less friendly than desirable or whatever. And mm-hmm. I will start to take it personally. Mm-hmm. This is the most natural human response that is not useful. So I'm admitting that I do it, and I'm admitting that I don't want to do it. And I mean, you do it too. If you come into the room and I'm kind of in a bad mood, you're like, oh, what? Like, you're mad at me.
Do you mean to share the whole process we talked about this morning?
Sure, whatever you want to share.
So last night we went out to dinner, and I had this game going on in my head about all these scenarios of what's happening and why it's ending this way. And I never shared them with you. And to be honest, I don't know if I really was aware that I'm playing this game. And all of a sudden, this like wave of weirdness.
Anxiety,
if you want to call it that.
Nervousness
just kind of hit me as we were talking. And I just kind of snapped at you.
I didn't like it.
And you didn't like it. So we kind of talked about it and we got through it, I think. But I think there was some residual. Then this morning...
And I called it out. The reason I think there's residual is because you apologized and said, but da 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 da.
Well, yeah.
Anytime.
And then but if I would have said and da da da, would have been okay?
I don't think so. Go back to
it wasn't as genuine apology as it could have been. No,
and then this morning you just apologized point blank. Like,
so then this morning I get up, which there's a little bit of residual, and you're a little bit cross with me as we're getting coffee. And,
a bit cross I was.
And then I take it personal. But the key is you took it personal last night and I took it personal this morning.
Right.
And neither problem was anything to do with each other. It was all internal.
Right. There's a book called The Four Agreements, which talks about these four powerful ways to change your life. And one of them is take nothing personally. And I think that sounds really magical and amazing, but more difficult to implement, especially when you're so personal with someone. Like, there's hardly anyone in the world I'm more intimate and personal with than you. So then to be like, but don't take anything personally, it can be quite tricky. And yet I see the value in whatever response you give me. It's because of what you're going through and how you've decided to show up. And so, and the same with me, if I'm cross with you and it's because of something I'm internalizing or I'm processing and I haven't fully come to terms with.
But the tricky part is our brain's job is to take the 3D world, apply meaning to it, and then apply it to how that affects you. And the only person you know the best, or the person you know the best, is yourself. So it's pretty easy to deduce that something happened that's in response to me. They did that to me.
Yeah.
Which isn't useful in my case.
Yeah.
And it's like what you said, like, it's kind of the opposite. They're in their own world. They're doing their own thing. What is projected on you is their reality. It has really nothing to do with you.
Right. And I think this applies to more than just when you quit your job to come work with your wife, right?
Yeah.
This is this is any time that there's heightened emotions or unprocessed emotions or just going through big times and big things. And it can be with any partnership, a roommate, a sister, a mother, a spouse, a sibling, whatever, to kind of take into consideration that however they're responding, if it's out of context or out of their norm, they're probably going through something. And how can you open yourself up to that? I would say, like what I said to you in the car last night was, if you would have just told me, I just had a wave of, and I would have just been more compassionate instead of just taking it personally, right?
For the record, when I actually was aware that it happened and told you, you were very nice.
Thank you, sweetie.
Yeah.
So, before we kind of do a wrap, I want to take a quick moment to talk about our sponsor, which is the Lifted Life Facebook group. Yeah. So as you may or may not know, we have a few probiotics for mood that we've designed and that we sell on Amazon and our website. But instead of featuring one of them this week, I want to talk about the Lifted Life group because I've been putting a little more energy there now that you are going to be home with us soon and have more time to work on it. I'm starting to get really excited about the areas that we can really nurture our community. And that is definitely one of those places. Ooh, don't forget, when we go back to what you told them 8 months ago, you weren't super clear because you didn't even know what you wanted. That was actually when you started having Mondays off.
That's correct.
Yeah. And so that's how we were able to start to grow the business faster. Like that really allowed for us to have time together. As you probably have seen by now, we have two kiddos, 10 and 8, and they take a lot of our time and energy. And so they also don't go to school on Fridays. They have a four-day school week. So life's just a little bit unique and we're pretty happy with it. But anyway, you staying home Mondays has been key, but it's going to be really exciting when you're home all the time.
All the days.
until it's not fun and then we'll change it or do something different. But anyway, so yeah, over in the Lifted Life Facebook group, it's a free community. You don't have to have bought any of our products to join it. We're simply looking for people who are passionate about feeling better naturally. We launched new products in there, which we've been dropping lots of hints that there's some exciting new developments that are going to be coming out really soon. And typically the Lifted Life Facebook group is the first to know about it. Also the email community. I try to give them insies, dibsies. So you might follow us on Instagram or Facebook. That's great. We appreciate that. But those true insiders are in the Lifted Life Facebook group. And as you may or may not know, I get called the wife coach a lot. It's because I was growing my practice as a life coach. I went through a really great life coach training program. And in that group, I give away the farm and I share some useful coaching insights that maybe some other places people are paying for because they're wanting them to be their coach. But I don't want to be your coach.
Well,
yeah.
I need to make sure I bring light to. I'm starting to get a little nervous because I'm in front of a rock star, someone that's been on two podcasts this week, big podcast, and you shared lots of good tips in those episodes, which is available
online.
Online. It is available online. But it, I mean, stuff like that would be available in the Lifted Life as well.
Yeah, we share links to it and make sure people have
what access. I was getting at is one of the things you said in the interview, in one of your interviews, was that Lifted is a movement. It's not just a probiotic company or a vitamin supplement company.
Yeah, it's so true. We believe that it's one piece of the puzzle and that there are so many other pieces of the puzzle. And it doesn't matter which piece of the puzzle you start with, the momentum is what we're all about. So if we can encourage and inspire you to meditate based on one of our many episodes on meditation, or if we can encourage you to get out and go on a walk, that's something that I'm really hoping that we can do more of together and that we've done almost every Monday that we have worked together is work in the morning and then take a lunch break and go on a nice walk. Usually it's a walking meeting, which means we're talking about important Lifted family stuff that needs to be discussed. But man, I love the power of a walk because once your body gets moving, your mind can relax and you can really process some things. So we're all about getting you to get out of your head and back into your body. And
that's one of my favorite Lifted stories is to me, that's when I got on board. We were on a walk and you were kind of breaking down the concept of Lifted, and to me it was a probiotic company, like, okay, we're gonna sell, you know, whatever. And then you start breaking down, no, it's a movement, and then you start explaining like what the intent was. I'm like, oh, I'm on board with that. Like, it's not just e-commerce company. There's it's way more complicated than that.
Yeah, and it's putting together all these passions. You had begun, I think, your personal growth journey of paying for a mentor to learn things from them. And you're like, wow, we can serve our audience in this way, kind of like what I'm paying for someone else, but we can also help them in multiple other ways.
So I see the Lifted Life Facebook group as offering just like a probiotic. Like it just so happens it's free, but the point is that it's in alignment with our goal or our mission statement.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's great because we can share videos and we can share questions and things to just get the ball rolling.
And there's some really good people in there in the group that share really good.
Yeah, some very passionate Lifted Junkies. I love it. Hmm. All right. So that was kind of the sponsor, but kind of a tangent. But that's okay. Yeah. That's how we do. Let's see. So today's topic was, of course, big transitions. And I think one of the key takeaways is that a lot of emotions can be pulsing through your body when you're going through something new or different, and to have a little grace with yourself and with the people that you're around, to shine a light of awareness so that you're not taking everything so personally. If you can tell someone starts getting upset with you because of the way you're acting, sometimes just having that discussion about what you're going through can open that up. I think that's something you've gotten better and better at that you didn't used to be very good at.
Something that you tipped me off on is saying, why are you so mad? What's wrong with you? Is not a good way to find that out. No. It's more like,
how can I help? Yeah. Why are you so mad? Is not useful. Instead, it looks like, I feel like you're maybe having a hard time.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm kind of having a hard time. We're going through some big stuff. How can I help? Or I'd love to hear more about what you're going through right now. Is there something that is difficult for you to process? Or just kind of opening up that, I think that that's something, like I said, you've got better and better at. It used to be really an internalizer. And I'm more of a like, just got to get it out. Mm-hmm. Get it out in the open, because I don't like stuffing stuff under the rug, because then you trip over it. Boom. And so I highly recommend that open honesty, but also with a kind, compassionate approach. So I appreciate you kind of opening up, sharing some of the stuff about your transition. I know it's not over yet.
It's not completely over.
But it's been an exciting time. And I think it's cool to share with you guys kind of what that looks like. Because
something I would say about that, I was sharing with my brother. We were on the phone. Of course, we've been making these announcements, but I try to tell my family first so they don't have to hear it through Facebook. And we were talking about different things, and he was excited about some of the stuff he's working on. And I was trying to explain to him what you had just said was, I wasn't ready 8 months ago, even though I thought I was, and I was asking for it. Like, we got to find a way. We got to do this and this to get here. But the truth was, I wasn't ready. And I was telling him the same thing about the stuff he's excited about. Like, if it's not happening, you're probably not ready, or you don't want it bad enough.
Right. And if you,
or not that you don't want it bad enough, you don't really want that. You want something a little bit different.
Yeah. And I think if you can say, okay, if I'm willing to entertain the idea that I'm not quite ready for whatever it is I say I want, how can I get ready? What would it look like for me to get ready? Yeah. That's a more powerful question, so that you can get in alignment. And that's when we started to do stuff. We made a checklist. Here's what we need to do for you to be able to quit your job and for you to be Lifted full time.
Well, this could be a whole other episode, but what was really interesting about that checklist was I wrote down all the things that I felt like, this is why I need this job, these things. And as I start reviewing that list, most of them were either ego-driven or not even really real.
You evolved out of too.
Or maybe I had the ability or the resources to have.
On your own
terms. On my own. Yeah. Like a laptop was like an example. Like, well, I have this laptop. It's really expensive. And you're like, but we could buy a laptop. I'm like, oh yeah, you're right. So that, check that one off. And then anyway, we could do a whole episode on that.
I think we talked about it a little bit, but anyways, this is fun. It's a little longer episode. So appreciate you sticking with us. I know some people, when we do a shorter episode, get a little bit upset. They're like, hey, I feel gypped out of my Lifted time. So, if that's something that we recently had someone do a little shout out on in their Instagram story, they were binge listening, and we appreciate that. Awesome. Yeah, that was a cool feeling. So we know we have some listeners out there that are very passionate about the show. So definitely let us know if this 20-ish minute range is good for you. If you have anything you really want to hear us dig into and say, oh, I wish they would talk about my biggest problem with da 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 da. And then we could dive into it, because That's what we love to do. All right. Thanks again for listening. Go check out the Lifted Life Facebook group where you can join us for promotions, actually even free product, and all that other good stuff. Have a great week and we'll see you next week.